NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, from boleros to bachata, a How I Made It mixtape. Happy 2020, everyone. Let's make it a great one. And we're kicking off the new decade with a continuation of our New Year's tradition, bringing you our favorite music stories from the year. So for today's show, we're bringing you a series of our How I Made It segments, featuring artists from all different types of genres, from electronic dance music to boleros. And speaking of EDM, we're going to start with DJ Michael Brun. Michael comes from Haiti. That's a country that's not always recognized as being a part of Latin America. But Michael feels that music from Haiti is deeply intertwined with the music found across South America. In 2018, Michael Brun collaborated with Colombian reggaeton star J Balvin in a World Cup anthem called Positivo, and they went on tour together. In 2019, Michael headlined his own tour called Bayo, and there he DJed a mix of top 40 electronic dance music and Haitian hits. Throughout the tour, he invited other Haitian musicians, rappers, and DJs on stage with him to bring a slice of Haiti to cities across the United States. In this segment, Michael tells us how he got his start as a DJ in the EDM circuit, how Afrobeats and reggaeton are the pop of today, and where he got the inspiration for his tour, Bayo.
Bayo is a concept that I've been working on for a few years now. Started out as a song. In Haitian Creole, bayo means to give or giving it to them. So that the whole concept behind it was Haiti's always been seen as like a taking country. In every sense of the word, like from being somewhere where there's the most NGOs in the Western Hemisphere to just the imagery, it's been very negative. And so I wanted to create this project to show people that Haiti has a lot to offer. EDM is electronic dance music. It really interested me when I started making music, started producing in Haiti. I was like 14 or 15, and it was the first genre of music that really felt like mine. I had discovered it, like I found stuff online, and it wasn't something that anybody else that I really knew listened to. And so it became this like whole community and world. The very first EDM show I went to was, I think, when I performed that. Because I started DJing when I was 16. It was crazy. I think the first one I can remember that was like a really big deal was Avicii. So Avicii came to Haiti in like 2010, I think, 2011. And I'd been DJing just like literally on virtual DJ making mashups and stuff. I had a lot of friends that were promoters doing events. And my friend who was running the event was like, hey, you know, you should open. So I opened for him and got to meet him. And it was a really insane experience. Working with J Balvin first on Positivo for the World Cup last year, and then on the tour, opening for him on the tour with Mr. Easy, and then most recently working with him on his album has been like, first of all, a dream come true, like ridiculous to get to be in that level of a project. And like, I really admire him as an artist and as a person. Just seeing his approach to incorporating world sounds while still maintaining the culture, like really like elevating the culture, I think that that's such an important job today for a lot of artists from different regions, right? Because as genres become more and more global, I think that what can tend to happen is that the local history, like those sounds that are very local and regional, they might disappear. Bayo, the show, the concept of bio is giving to the crowd this whole experience of what Haiti means to me and the other artists involved. And it really developed from what I would consider like the first half of my career doing EDM. I was making progressive house music. I was playing like all these big EDM festivals. I did Coachella, I did Ultra Music Festival, EDC, played in a lot of the world, actually played a lot of different countries around the world. And I just learned a lot about like the spectacle of a big show. And at the same time, I really cared about doing shows that were like organic and like rootsy, because we did block parties in Haiti. That's where the concept of bio kind of grew from. It ranges from DJs to like bands to acoustic to like jazz to rock, like all these different seemingly like disconnected genres and sounds. I would see that every day, like literally street corners, going to a show at a restaurant, wherever you find music everywhere in Haiti. So it was about like capturing that experience of literally living one day in Haiti and seeing all these different performances, putting them on the same stage. And then me serving as like an MC, you know, like carrying it forward and making sure everything flows right. And we have like a core group of artists that I think really represent bio. Paul Beaubourg. Who has his band. He's like a guitarist, a singer, like rock star. Really awesome. Annie Allot. She has one of the best voices I've ever heard in my life. And she started out doing the shows with me and the DJ set singing, and now she has her band. So like both Paul and Annie are like the band component. But then we have Jay Perry, who's like pop star in Haiti, like one of the most accomplished and well-known artists today. And then Mika Ben, who's like legend in the industry, has been around for like 15 years with hits throughout it, his entire career. That's like the core group. That's what bio is all about, like all these different styles, whether it's R&B or hip hop or a band or DJs or anything in between. It all flows because Haitian culture and Haitian music is a melting pot. As I've really dug deep into like the roots of this and the history of it, I've seen how similar Latin music and Haitian music really is. The foundation for both is African music. And it was the merging of like indigenous sounds within each of these different regions in the slave trade during that entire period. And what you got was these rhythms that now are very regional to us, right, in Latin America, but that also connect directly with Africa. So I think as an artist today that makes music based on Haitian music, but really makes global music, I'll see how interconnected all these different sounds are. And global music today, at this scale, I don't think has ever existed.
The words of DJ Michael Brun. This past June, he released his debut album titled Local, which stays true to his Haitian roots and dives deeper into the sounds of Haiti. Coming up on Latino USA, it's a family affair with R&B singer Miguel and his cousin, Flor de Toloache's Mireya Ramos. Stay with us, no te vayas.
You can think about NPR's Life Kit as that friend who always has really good advice on everything from how to invest your money to how to get a great workout. We bring you tools to help you get it together. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.
Hey, we're back. In the summer of 2018, singers Miguel Pimentel and Mireia Ramos collaborated on a song that fused bachata, mariachi, and R&B. The result was Te Lo Dije, a Spanish-language reimagining of Miguel's song, Told You So, from his 2017 album, War and Leisure. Miguel is a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter from Los Angeles, and Mireia is a lead singer and co-founder of the Latin Grammy-winning all-women mariachi group, Flor de Toloache. Anoche un ruiseñor se asomó por mi ventana. Anoche un ruiseñor se asomó por mi ventana. She's based in New York City, and Te Lo Dije was more than a collaboration. It was a family affair because Miguel and Mireia are cousins. And while they're both part of the music industry, they only recently met a few years ago. For this edition of How I Made It, Miguel and Mireia talk about the creative process behind their collaboration.
I knew that I had family here that were musicians, but we never met. I just knew that I had these people that were here somewhere in this city. Yeah. Close to.
And then I appeared. Bing!
Yeah. Dulces recuerdos de amor de aquel verano. Tiernas miradas del sol me sonrió. So Mireia and I are cousins, first and foremost. We are related through blood, but we met here in New York through a mutual friend.
My brother happened to be in New York for Miguel's listening party for his new album, and he was like, hey, just come. And he made the connection, and it was like,
Yeah. All the while, they've been on this side of the country, and I grew up in Los Angeles. So we didn't grow up together, or we didn't really know each other up until about a year ago. Maybe just last year.
Right.
The release of the album. Yeah. So December. Are the trees high enough, baby? Leave it so high your feet won't touch the ground. My grandmother's name is Clara.
And my grandmother's name is Josefina.
And Clara and Josefina used to sing together with another.
With Elisa.
With Elisa. Right? Oh, my tía Elisa.
Yeah.
They used to sing on radio in Zamora, Michoacán, together.
Yeah, our grandmothers used to sing a lot of the classics of mariachi and boleros.
And as they got older, their lives, you know, took their own paths. My tía Elisa was the first to come to the States, Inglewood, California.
Yeah.
And my grandmother followed and lived with my tía Elisa for, I think, 3 years before she had enough money to bring the rest of her family, my grandfather and my father and his brothers and sisters, to the States.
And my dad actually came with your grandmother.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, Miguel reached out. He was like, oh my God, it'd be amazing to collaborate. Maybe you guys could do a song for my new album in Spanish. Me and Che, the co-director of the band, we were like, which song can we like transfer into the mariachi genre? So we listened to the whole album.
show you the world.
Told You So was just kind of fun, and it just called our attention.
And the song already is a meaningful song for me. Told You So is a song about the current state of, I think, our overall consciousness as a human race. And it's almost like the devil saying, you can have all that you want, you can do everything you want, but everything comes with a price. As a songwriter, you're hearing things in your head, and then you write a song and it becomes its own thing. But they kind of gave it a whole new life. They sent me the arrangement, and I'll never forget hearing it for the first time on my phone. They made it beautiful and sexy, but it still has the message.
The title of the track is Te Lo Dije. I told you so, te lo dije. We thought, oh, this would be perfect in bachata. Bachata with mariachi, with the R&B soulful vocals. It's kind of a danceable, sexy track, I would say.
It's much sexier, the right? way that you guys arrange, yeah.
And my brother translated the lyrics, and when he did, I was like, wow, in Spanish, everything just sounds so much, much more dramatic.
Definitely
and
poetic,
more poetic. And, yeah.
Way more poetic.
Yeah.
I recorded the second verse and the second chorus of the song. It was a great first experience to sing over bachata, especially because it was one of my songs. Ay, un mundo al que quiero viajar, solo contigo atravesar. Un rumbo que es de la mar, vamos a escaparnos porque yo sé. So there's a different rhythmic requirement, you know, and the cadence even to the lyric is different, especially because, you know, the words are syllables for certain things, just how they fall on the beat is a little different than I'm used to. But I was in great hands, and we got it done really fast. We got it really, really fast, actually. When we recorded the track, my tío and my tía were there, Mireia's mother and father, as well as my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Andres, who rewrote the song, well, translated the lyric into Spanish. Man, it was incredible. And obviously Mireia and the entire band.
And of course we had to have a little mariachi.
Had to sprinkle the sauce
yeah.
on there, you know? I think I had a moment because just seeing and thinking about the journey, I felt like their spirits were there. Rest in peace. My grandmother passed more recently. Amelia's grandmother passed last year. So within a short amount of time, you know, it's been emotional, but beautiful.
Yeah, the fireworks for sure.
Yeah.
In the studio.
It's beautiful, man.
It was deeper than just the music, and it felt like we were fulfilling one of their dreams, and unfortunately they weren't able to continue their career as singers. So it was really special that we could do that.
It really did feel like a full circle journey moment. Eyes welled up because here we are, you know, fast forward after decades of sacrifice. That with the opportunities that we have and the success that we have as, you know, musicians, as contributors to culture, to be working together in the same way that our family was doing decades ago.
Ay, me duele decírtelo. Ey,
the words of cousins and Grammy Award-winning musicians Miguel and Mireya Ramos of the all-women mariachi group Flor de Toloache. The song Te Lo Dije is on Miguel's EP of the same name, and it's on Flor de Toloache's latest album, Indestructible. That album is currently nominated for a Grammy in the category of Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative Album. And for our final story, we're going to wind down to end our show on a dreamy bolero note. Los Rivera Destino is a Puerto Rican satirical music group that blew up when they put out their bolero cover of modern reggaeton hit Te Boté in 2018. But they didn't start out as a music group. Fernando Terrazo, Carlos Figueroa, and Antonio Sanchez told us they met up in college where they started a YouTube comedy variety show.
Sonó la alarma, ya vamos tarde.
Carlos and I were in the same high school, and when we go to the university, we met Fernando, and that's when we start doing video.
Pueblo de Puerto Rico, bienvenido a Sola con Play y Pou. Esta noche les tenemos un programa muy especial.
We started out doing a YouTube channel. We started making interviews in what's called Los Cierres de Campaña.
Carmen, are you disfruting the party?
Yes.
Which is like the biggest parties that the political parties have in Puerto Rico right before the elections. And we were just, you know, making stupid questions to people, and that really got a lot of traction, you know, in social media.
Who are you going to vote for?
They were also part of a student folk singing group called Atuna, where they would wear traditional outfits and sing serenades. They began incorporating musical elements into their YouTube comedy show, drawing inspiration from the streets of Puerto Rico.
We went up to people, we just started to ask them for, you know, something to sing about. And we started improvising, and I think that's the first time that we understood that we had a great connection or chemistry. And I think that it was just, you know, a matter of time until we just made a band. The first time that I ever watched Flight of the Conchords, and I think that was the time that we said, like, this is it. We should do this.
Los Rivera Destino had a loyal following, but it was with their 2018 bolero remix of Te Boté that they caught the attention of fellow Puerto Rican Bad Bunny.
We had no idea that it was going to explode.
We were doing a show. Carlos came with the idea of doing Te Boté in a bolero, and Fernando came with the idea of doing a video.
Okay, camera corriendo, playback.
Bebé, yo te boté.
Te di banda. Yeah, it was all about just making a promotional video for that show, and people loved it.
De mi vida te boté. Bebé, yo te boté.
Bad Bunny, he watched it, he reposted it, and I think that's when the real boom, you know, started.
Baby, la vida es un ciclo.
It just worked. It connects a lot of generations.
Yeah, our grandfathers and our fathers too like the bolero.
I think the same way that you in Puerto Rico would listen to reggaeton on the streets, when it's Sunday and you have like a family reunion, there's going to be bolero music. I think that's just part of the culture. And
That shout-out led to a collaboration in 2019 with the famed trap artist. The collaboration to date has more than 9 million views on YouTube.
He wrote us in DM, in Instagram, and then we've set up a meeting. It was an instant click.
Tú también eres una flor.
We're just, you know, we're kids, we're the same age. We like the same things. We like the same music. He likes boleros too.
Same generation,
you know. We love his music. He loves our music. So it just made sense, the whole collaboration.
Tutoriales en YouTube, donde enseñe
a ser más como tú.
Benito came up with the idea of doing a Father's Day song and a bolero, talk about the theme of the flower. One way or another, it's sensibilizar the father figure.
De una flor a una flor, te agradezco la vida.
The flower mostly is related to
mothers
or the feminine side, and I think when it comes to this song, it's about sentimental aspect of the relationship or the father relationship.
Yo no soy más que una reacción de aquella canción que soñaste un día, y por eso de una flor a una flor te agradezco la vida.
Los Rivera Destino will be releasing their first album in 2020. That's it for today. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Paliza Carr, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Ginny Montalvo and Joanne De Luna. Our senior editor is Fernanda Camarena. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Additional engineering this week by Leah Shaw. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelhutz. Our digital team includes Julio Ricardo Varela and Amanda Alcantara. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Happy New Year and ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by California Endowment, building a strong state by improving the health of all Californians. The Annie E. Casey Foundation creates a brighter future for the nation's children by strengthening families, building greater economic opportunity, and transforming communities. And the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
And no doubt, the Bee Gees. I don't understand what she's trying to say. Oh. All right. Fine. Never tell anybody that that ever happened. That is our secret, except I give you permission to use it as a fun. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the story of Anthony Acevedo, the first registered Mexican-American Holocaust survivor. That's next time on Latino USA.